Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David. This is the 12th hour apostolic set of time. Congregation of Zion at the 12th hour in the Elgin, Texas. Today is June the 29th, 2024, or the 5th day of the 4th lunar month. And we're going to start our first service today with song and then with the prayer, and then we're going to go into Teutonic reading number 33, entitled The Cleansing of the Sanctuary, When and How Done. Alright, text for prayer. Go in grace or else die. Christ object lessons, page 65. For the germination of the seed represents the beginning of the spiritual life, and the development of the plant is a beautiful figure of the antithetical apostolic growth, as in the nature, so in the grace, for there can be no life without the growth, for the plant must either grow or die. As this growth is silent and imperceptible, but continuous, so is the development of the apostolic life. At every stage of the development, our life may be perfect, yet if the always perfect Christ is fulfilled, there will be continual advancement. Sanctification is the work of a lifetime. As opportunities multiply, our experience will enlarge, and our knowledge increase, we shall become strong. To bear this responsibility and our maturity will be in the proportion and to our privileges. What is our need of prayer this afternoon? Let us pray to grow in grace, for there can be no life without the growth, for the advancing with the truth, and for to take the advantage of all our opportunities to cooperate with the divine agencies, to be willing to bear the responsibility, to realize that when we do all these, then our responsibilities will increase and our maturity will be commensurate to our privileges. For the cleansing of the sanctuary, when and how done. March 27, 1948. Daniel 8:13-14. Then I heard one saint speaking, and another saint said unto that certain saint, respect, how long shall be the vision concerning the daily sacrifice and the transgression of the desolation? For the union of both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden under foot. And he said unto me, unto 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. To this question, how long shall be the vision concerning the daily and the transgression of the desolation, for the giving both of the sanctuary and the host to be trodden under the foot, came the answer, under 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. That is within the 2,300 days that daily shall be taken away, the transgression of the desolation sit at the sanctuary, and the house shall be trodden underfoot. After this, the sanctuary is to be cleansed. Every morning, margin, the next 24-hour a day, full measure of the time, for the word sacrifice does not belong but in the text. I'll reverse that. The word sacrifice does belong in the text. For Yahshua, when he brought the animal sacrifice to an end by his death on the cross, then he brought that word sacrifice forward and appended it unto his name, because he is the high priest and he is the one that has the living sacrifice on a daily basis by the sprinkling of his blood on the four horns of the altar in the sanctuary, for he is a high priest every day attending. And so therefore, when a sinner comes need to get some sins taken care of, he repents and he sends them up to Yahshua, the high priest, and Yahshua sprinkled his blood from the wounds in his hand. And it's called a new and living way, Hebrews 10:19-20. And I heard a man's voice between the banks of Eliah, which called and said, Gabriel, make this man to understand the vision. And he came near where I stood, and when he came, I was afraid and fell upon my face. But he said unto me, understand, O son of man, for at the time of the end shall be the vision. For the Gabriel explanation that at the time of the end shall be the vision shows that the paramount importance of the vision is the cleansing of the sanctuary. And that takes place on the Day of Atonement. So you have to have the sanctuary in operation to have an atonement every year. And that it takes place not in the Daniel's time and not before the time of the end, but after the 2300 days and the time of the end. For the 2300 days happened in 1844, and Sister White had a vision that about the sanctuary, that it was a real place, a real building, and it has to be restored, put back into operation according to the laws of Leviticus 23:1-44. And that's the statutes and judgments, the feast days, the new moons, and everything of the sanctuary that Yahshua is the author of, according to John 15:10. For Yahshua said, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. So there you have the Father and the Son's commandments, all joined together into one. Now, since the 2300 days began somewhere in the 5th century before, the Yahshua is seen in the following verses, and since the vision was to be for many days, for the time of the end, then obviously the 2300 days must be computed a day for a year, as in Ezekiel 4:6, for the 2300 days therefore are actually 2300 years in the end of which the sanctuary is cleansed. What signs are to mark the time of the end? Daniel 12:4. But thou, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even unto the time of the end, and many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. For the angel explained that at the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. And the fact that men are now running to and fro, and that knowledge has been increased, in itself proves proves that we are now living in the time of the end, that the vision is now to be understood, and that the sanctuary is now to be claimed. But did you know Vicky Hall still didn't end up understanding the vision of the Daniel? He thought it was given to him to understand. He's telling everybody in the rod, here it is. It's time now to understand it. But he never did publish the understanding of it. And I'm having to publish the understanding of it, so the time of the end is in the 12th prayer body jar that began in 2002. Not in the, what Vicky Hall called the 11th prayer body jar that began in 1929. Okay? For Daniel 8:18-21, now, as he was speaking with me, I was in a deep sleep, on my face toward the ground, but he touched me and set me upright, and he said, behold, I will make thee know what shall be in the last end of the indignation, for at the time appointed, the end shall be. For the ram, which thou sawest having two horns, are the kings of the Media and Persia. And the rough goat is the king of Grecia, and the great horn between his eyes is the first king of the four that broke, that came up after the great horn broke off. Here you see where the prophetic history of the vision begins. It begins with the Medo-Persian Empire and carries us in time through the victories of the Alexander the Great. Daniel 8:23, and in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors or come to the full, the king of the fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up. In the latter end of the Medes and the Greeks, when the transgressors of the Jews are come to the full, another king or kingdom is to stand up, for it is none other than Rome, the kingdom which overran the four Grecian divisions. Daniel 8:26-27. And the vision of the evening and the morning, which was told in truth, wherefore set thou up the vision, which shall be for many days, and I, Daniel, fainted, and was sick certain days. Afterwards I rose up and did the king's business, and I was astonished at the vision. But none understood it, for the Daniel here confesses that the message, for the meager explanation that the Daniel Gabriel gave, let's read that again. For the Daniel here is with the confession that a meager explanation that the Gabriel gave concerning of the vision was not sufficient. None could understand it. Consequently, as the time went on, and as he still could not understand the vision, although the set time for the liberation had come, he graphically said in Daniel 9:1-22, 22:23, in the first year of the Darius, son of the Ahasuerus of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the books the number of the years, whereof the word of the Yahweh came unto Jeremiah, the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolation of the Jerusalem. And I set my face unto the Yahweh as they seek by prayer and supplications with the fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding at the beginning of thy supplications, for the commandment came forth, and I am come for the showing of unto thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore understand the matter and consider the vision. Because Gabriel began where he left off, Daniel 8, for he counseled Daniel first to consider the vision. Then said Gabriel, Daniel 9:24, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city for the finishing of the transgression and for the making of an end of the sins and for the making of reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in the everlasting righteousness and to seal up the vision and prophecy and to anoint the most holy. Since Gabriel is here explaining the vision of the chapter 8, the things that were to take place during the 2300 days, the 70 weeks are therefore a part of the 2300 days. Let us now study the subject with the aid of the chart. For the 70 weeks are actually 490 years. Mark that during these 490 years, Daniel, people, the Jews, were to make an end of sin and make reconciliation for iniquity, or else hopelessly given up. Next, Daniel was told where the 70 weeks began. Daniel 9:25. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem until the Messiah, the prince shall be 7 weeks, and 70 weeks. The street shall be built again, and the wall, even in the troublous time. From the commandment to restore and to rebuild Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the prince, unto Yahshua, there were to be 7 weeks. 49 years, in other words, and 62 weeks, 434 years, or 69 weeks in all, or 483 years. History shows that the decree to rebuild the ancient city went forth in 457 B.C. Hence, 483 years from 457 B.C. Brings us to 27 A.D. and to the year that the Yeshua as the Messiah was baptized. For this incident also proves that the 2300 days are computed a day for a year, and that the 70 weeks are the first block of time from within the 2300 days. Look at the chart. We should now remember that after the cutting off of the 69 weeks from the 70 weeks, there is yet one week left. What takes place during this week is told in the verses that follow, Daniel 9:26-27. And after 62 weeks shall the Messiah, Yahshua, be cut off, but not for himself, and the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war, desolations are determined. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of the abomination, he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon this desolate. Just what was to take place during the first 7 weeks or 49 years, I am not prepared to say, but in the end of the next 62 weeks, or 434 years, the Messiah was to be cut off, crucified, during the remaining week. For the 70th, he was to confirm the covenant with many, and in the midst of the of it, he was to be cut off, crucified. That is, there were to be 3.5 years from his baptism until the crucifixion, and 3.5 years after the crucifixion, in which he was to confirm the covenant. This completes the 70 weeks and brings us to the time of the apostles, time that the apostles were commanded for the going out and preaching of the plan of salvation through the faith of the brother Yahshua, the new and living way, Hebrews 10:19-20, what they call the gospel, unto the Gentiles. One named Cornelius, a Gentile, and Peter, a Jew, and an apostle, were both given a vision. Cornelius was instructed to see Peter, and Peter was commanded to meet Cornelius. See Acts 10. For the Jews, as a nation, failed to make an end of sin, and were therefore rejected, given up for the Yahshua's own sacrifice at the end of the first 3.5 years, replaced the sacrificial ceremonial system, causing the law for the sacrifice of the sacrificial system to continue with Yahshua as the center of the sacrifices for sin of the New Testament. And thus he caused the sacrifice to cease for the Old Testament in the midst of the week. And after all this time and event, you see, took place exactly as Gabriel predicted. Nevertheless, even with the added explanation, Daniel still was not able to comprehend all. It says, that was in the vision, but as the time went on and as his burden for the deliverance of his people increased, knowing that the time had come, he prayed for the light. His prayer is recorded in the first part of the chapter 10, after which the angel appeared and again explained in Daniel 10:21, but I will show thee that which is noted in the scripture of the truth, and there is none that holdeth with me in these things but Michael, your prince. For the Daniel was then promised all the life that should be given not only on the vision of the Daniel 8, but on all that is noted in the scripture of the truth and the connection with the vision. That which the angel showed him is recorded in Daniel 11 and 12. Chapter 11, you will see, began with the vision of Daniel 8, with the kings of the Medo-Persia and Grecia as symbolized by the ram and the goat. And the chapter 8, then was Daniel told that the explanation at last was sufficient, but that it was impossible for him to understand it all, for the vision was sealed until the time of the end, chapter 12, verses 8 and 9. By this long prophetic history and geography, as seen in the chapters 11 and 12, the angel brings us up into the time of the end, until the time of the cleansing is to take place. And here is the nature of the cleansing according unto the angel's word, Daniel 12:1. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as there never was since there was a nation. Even under that same time, and at that time thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book, and the delivering of the righteous. He thoroughly separates the righteous from among the wicked, for he puts the good fish in the vessel and casts out the bad. Matthew 13:48. He shall cleanse his people from sin and sinners, Daniel 12:2-3. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some unto everlasting life, and some unto shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many unto righteousness as the stars forever and ever. For the wicked that arise with the righteous in this mixed resurrection are also to be separated from the righteous, for the wicked are to be put to shame and everlasting contempt, but the righteous are to be given eternal life. Daniel 12:10. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. For the living and righteous shall be purified, but the wicked shall become even more wicked. Daniel 12:11-12. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,305 days. Here another block of time from within the 2,300 days is introduced. Beginning from the time that the daily is abolished and the abomination set up, for the daily represents something which which belongs in the sanctuary system, and it is which is something which should not be abolished. And the abomination represents something that should not have been set up. For the word sacrifice belongs in the text by virtue of the fact that Yahshua brought the animal sacrifice to a close at his crucifixion, and he instituted his body spiritual sacrifice for the new covenant, for the word sacrifice belongs. For the light on these reads, track number 3, the harvest. It should be noted, however, that the promised blessing, the cleansing, does not begin until after the 1,335 days or years expire. Now, since the 2,300 years period began in 457 B.C., with the commandment to restore and to rebuild the city, Jerusalem, the 2,300 days consequently end in 1844, in the time of the 1,335 days, in the time of the 1,335 days, and then the days of the blessings again. It should now be remembered that this cleansing of the sanctuary includes the cleansing of both those who are to be resurrected and those who are to be living during the cleansing time. Speaking to the prophet Ezekiel of the cleansing among the living, Yeshua said, Ezekiel 36:24-29, "For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land. And then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. For a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgment, and do them, and you shall dwell in the land that I gave unto your fathers. And you shall be my people, and I will be your Yahweh. I will also save you from all your uncleanness, and I will call for the corn, and will increase it, and lay the famine, and lay no famine upon you. None of the living can actually be cleansed from all the marks of the sin while among the Gentile nations." You see, that's actually from among all the wicked in the Gentile nations. So it says they must first be separated from the hypocrites and Gentiles, then brought into their own land, there to be sprinkled with the clean water, cleansed from all of their filthiness and from all of their idols, all of their idols. So, boy, if you got idols of any kind, if you can recognize them, you better get rid of them when they get to their own land, not before. Even a new heart is to be given them there, and a new spirit also. Thus will the Yahshua cause them to walk in his statutes and keep his judgment. Furthermore, Thus shall they return and dwell in the land of their fathers. That's in that's in Palestine, and thus shall they be Yahweh's people eternally. For these things, you see, are premillennial. Let us now examine the cleansing according unto the prophets Joel, Malachi, and Jeremiah. Joel 3:21. For I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed, for the Yahshua dwelleth in Zion. Malachi 3:1-3. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Yahshua whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom you delight in. Behold, he shall come, I saith Yahshua of the host, but who may abide the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like a roller's soap, and he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of the silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge of them as the gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Yahshua an offering in righteousness. Jeremiah 31:31-33. Behold, the days come, saith the Yahshua, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of the Judah, the lawgiver, the house of David, not according unto the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was an husband unto them, saith Yahshua, but this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith Yahshua, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their Yahweh, and they shall be my people. For the old covenant has been for the keeping of the commandments, while they are written not on the heart, but on the tables of the stone, against the will of the stony heart. But the new covenant is to cleanse them from their stony hearts, and to write the commandments on their hearts of flesh. Jeremiah 31:34. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Yahshua, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith Yahshua. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. When the Yahweh's people are thus cleansed, they shall all know the Yahshua. Then they shall indeed be his people, his nation. And Yahweh's guarantee is this, Jeremiah 31:35-36. Thus saith Yahshua, which giveth the sun for a light by the day, and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by the night. Which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar. For the Yahshua the host is his name. If those ordinances depart from before me, saith Yahshua, then the seed of the Israel shall also cease from being a nation before me forever. Does the Yahweh do this because his people have been good, or because he wants to vindicate the name, his name? Let us see. Ezekiel 36:20-24. And when they entered into the heathen, whether they went, they profaned my holy name. When they said unto them, These are the people of the Yahshua and are gone forth out of his land, but I had pity for my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen, whither they went. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith Yahshua, I do not this for your sakes, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which you have profaned among the heathen, whither you went, and I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which you have profaned in the midst of them, and the heathen shall know that I am Yahshua, said Yahshua, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes, for I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land. Plainly. So let's read that last sentence again. For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all the countries and will bring you into your own land. Plainly, the word declares that the sanctuary is to be cleansed, that the land also is to be reclaimed, and the kingdom restored. This is the kingdom of David. Daniel 2:44-45 says, everlasting kingdom that stood up in these last days and the days of these kings, not by the reason of the people's goodness, but for the Yahweh's name's sake, for his own goodness' sake, for the heathen too will know what the Yahshua has done for his people. For the scriptures show that all this shall take place right before their eyes. This same cleansing Yahshua describes there. Matthew 25:32-34. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats, and he shall sit the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Here is the truth that the SDA denomination has overlooked, for they think that they are to make a beeline to the throne of Yahweh for the millennium. But according unto the scriptures, here you see, the people must first be separated from among the heathen, then cleansed from all the filthiness, and thus be enabled to stand in the presence of a pure and eternal Yahweh. Thus in the sanctuary among the living planet, the sanctuary among the living planet, and thus are the people to be fitted to reign with Yahshua 1,000 years. Brothers, sisters, make certain that you be found not among the goats on his left, but with the sheep on his right, if you are to hear the king say, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Matthew 25:34. And remember that we have now been living in the time of the end. Well, I'm speaking for myself now, for the Gilead Center, not for V.T. Hollop now, back in 1929-30. He'll tell you that we've been living in the time of the end since 1930, but the time of the end began in 2002 at Carmel, Texas, starting the judgment of the living and closing out the judgment of the dead at Gilead Center, where Brother Sanctum is cut off, closing out the judgment of the dead. For some years, moreover, this light has now come because the cleansing of the living members of the church is at hand. This brings the end of our study this hour. Contact us at the 11th hour call. If number 11, click on the audio archive. We're going to close now the song.